Why are you so quiet now?
I'm not quiet. I'm waiting for you to do the intro.
No. I don't have to. I kind of just fit it in.
All right.
Whenever I want to do it.
Cool. Well, let's hear from our sponsors.
We're not at that segment yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know who our sponsor is? Did I tell you who our sponsor is?
You did tell me, but I forget who it was.
Did you forget?
Yeah. Who is it?
You'll know when I do the sponsor. You'll know when I do the sponsor. Okay. I'm here. This is Dash. This is my show. This is the No Nonsense show. And it's back.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah, I'm saying that too. This is no slight to my former co-hosts who have all died.
May they rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in peace in peace to Reese.
And Hannah.
Yes. As you all know, Reese died in a tragic Seattle accident. Okay? So we all know that. And then Hannah died in a tragic marriage accident.
They are gone and they're also forgotten.
Yes. Never to be heard of.
Nope.
Aaron Hernandez. So I would like to introduce you. I would like to give an introduction, if that's okay.
Please.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce the newest co-host of this here's Clubhouse Talk, which we're now bringing back for the fifth time, as we always do here. This person is very talented, an aspiring improv and stand-up comedian.
Don't give away my secrets.
No secrets. I mean, everybody knows. You're blowing up already.
I'm blowing up, man.
TikTok has gone crazy lately.
Shout out George Bush.
Yeah. What were you in No Child Left Behind?
No. I'm sorry. It was an inappropriate conspiracy theory joke, and I went too far.
Which George Bush are you referring
to? The second one.
What's the conspiracy?
Oh, Bush did 9/11.
Oh.
Oh.
And TikTok did 9/11. That what you're referring to?
Yeah. Oh. You know the one.
Okay, so TikTok.
Anyway, so I'm blowing up just like...
Like 9/11. You're blowing up like the Twin Towers.
Yeah. We're like one and the same.
It took me a while to get that. I thought you were referring to...
You know, jokes aren't funny when you have to explain them. So I'm at -1 right now.
So this is a big ass moose, right?
And guess what? Guess what there's not?
There's not.
Potatoes. Okay, right. No fucking potatoes.
Well, without further ado. Is it ado?
Ado. Speaking of ado, does anyone do the Wordle? Because ado is the most popular word to start with if you do the Wordle.
Is it because of the amount of vowels?
Amount of vowels, yep.
That's like some fucking... Why do you know that? That's pretty cool.
Thank you. I'm a nerd.
No, that's fire.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
I haven't done Wordle since before spring. It's been a while since I did Wordle before spring training.
It's embarrassing how committed I am to the Wordle.
The artist formerly known as Lion Glow.
Thank you. Yes. Lion,
tell the people where you're coming from.
Oh, I'm honestly from all over the place. You tell me you're from Brooklyn, I'm from Brooklyn. You tell me you're from LA, I'm from LA. Chicago, I'm from Chicago. But realistically, I'm from a small town they like to call South Bend, Indiana.
Yep. South Bend, Indiana. Now, I've always wondered this about towns that are called, let's say, South Bend, right?
Yep.
So, it's South Bend. Is there a north of South... Like, can you live in North South Bend?
No, you can't.
It's all South Bend.
I want to say there's a North Bend that exists in Oregon or something.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, there's Bend.
There's Bend, Oregon.
And then there's North Bend.
Do you know about Bend, Oregon?
I know that it exists.
Very much a...
Oh,
yeah, hey, but they do have the last. They do have the last Blockbuster. Oh, trust me. If they're listening to this, some of them probably know.
Yeah,
who've been with me.
And yeah, that's true.
A lot.
They know Ben.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot. But no, South Bend. There is no North Bend in Indiana, there's just South Bend. It has to do with the river flowing and stuff. The South Bend of the river.
When you say the river flowing, what do you mean by that?
North, south, usually.
Tell the people your interests. What are you doing here on Clubhouse Talk? What is your
My interests? Rollerblading, yeah. Sewing, reading books. I'm basically an 80-year-old woman. I have 5 robes and 2 pairs of slippers.
Okay. I don't honestly.
I watch Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune.
What's a better show, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune?
I'm a wheel girly because I like
why?
Puzzles more than I like
questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at Jeopardy.
I mean, who is though?
Some people.
I guess some of those people that get on there.
Yeah.
You know.
You've seen them.
I've seen them.
You seen Jeopardy James?
Yeah.
Killing It Ken?
Wait, what?
Ken?
Killing It Ken?
I made that one up.
Yo, Ken might be one of those names that we were talking about.
Ken Jennings?
Yeah. Nah, Jennings, though. Jennings. That throws me off.
I know.
That throws me off. The Ken part, though. I don't like the Ken.
You don't like Ken, but Ken is a very racially diverse name.
I know, but I said the same thing about Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Ken could also be, like, an Asian name. It could be.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like, you're missing out on a lot of
I know, like, territory. An Asian Jen, but I don't know an Asian Ken.
Ken Jen.
Ken, oh, shit.
Yeah. Damn. I know.
Okay. No, that's my fault. No.
Sorry. So, I'm not on the Ken board here.
No, welcome to the clubhouse, though. Do you know what we call our people that listen? Take a wild guess.
Is it related to baseball?
I mean, yeah.
Clubhouse managers?
Close.
Clubbies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the same.
Yeah, clubbies.
That's cute.
Clubbies, right now.
Shout out to Stan.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
Stan's got a mustache.
Dude, that guy.
It's you ever seen his mustache?
It's a gray mustache.
Yo, he's one of those dudes. Yo, I tell you what. If Stan, like, wasn't white and was black, he would look exactly the same.
Without a doubt.
Like, hey,
without a doubt.
No question. That man has a face that transcends race. You know what I mean?
He really does. You know who else does? Mm. Buddy.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I think it's the clean shaven. I don't know any clean shaven old black men.
Buddy's not always clean shaven.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. On the days that he's like fresh, like you know he did it that morning, like yeah, there's no mistake.
Yeah. I don't know too many black dudes that are older that don't have some type of mustache or something.
You're so right about Stan though.
Yeah, like if you just throw some melanin on him.
Holy shit, yeah. Well he's pretty tan. Although he doesn't see the outdoors very much.
Which is crazy working in, you know, what he does.
Yeah.
Look, he's doing it again. That guy. I'm telling you.
That guy's good.
If you're listening, we're watching the LSU-Tennessee baseball game. You know, obviously, neither of us have any skin in the game. Can't even bet on this game, which is, you know, awful for me.
I'm pulling for the Tigers, though.
Yeah, I mess with the Tigers. I like that Trey Morgan kid, so that's why, you know, I really want to see them do good.
Yeah.
How's life? How's everything? How's your mental? How you feeling?
Things are good, man. Things are good. There's just a lot of things that come up every day, you know?
Like what?
Oh, you know, just... We're going to cut this part out. How's your life? How's your mental?
We do not cut shit out here. Let me tell you one thing about this podcast. It's a no-nonsense podcast, and we don't cut anything out.
All right, so how's your...
Ask me about my life again.
How's your life?
Yeah. You know, it's me.
Yeah.
But I do want to... I do have an interesting quandary. Is that the right word?
Sure.
So, recently, are you familiar with Zion Williamson? You should be.
Yes.
Okay.
The guy that broke his shoe.
You were there.
Oh, I was there.
You were there. The guy that broke his shoe.
Oh, yeah. I had the funniest fucking memes from that.
Really? Oh, like from your own camera phone?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was a classic. I'll pull it out of the archives.
You pull it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Zion Williamson, he's found himself. Have you seen the news on him lately?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Tell me.
He's found himself in some trouble.
Oh, yeah?
From the basis of what I know of it, is he's moved. So basically, all right, so he's been moving girls out to New Orleans because he likes moving girls out. And he gives them money or whatever he's got to do.
Classic.
And then he got one of the girls who's also, I believe, a porn star, pregnant. Recently. Mm-hmm. So there was something about like the girl announcing the pregnancy and then another girl saying something like, how could you do that? You were just sucking on my pussy or something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, my.
What?
Oh, my.
Yeah. You know, and I posed the question because it's like, do you feel as a, you know, woman?
Indeed.
Is it wrong for him? Like, is he wrong in this situation? He's not married to any of these girls. He got one of them pregnant, and he's maybe moved about 15 girls out to New Orleans at this point. How do you feel about that? Like, you think in your opinion, like, what do you think? Like, you think he's doing anything wrong, or you think he's just being
I'll tell you what. I read a book one time, and the book said that if you're dating multiple people, it's literally disgusting not to let them know that you're dating multiple people. So if you're going and you're sleeping with people and you're sleeping with all these different people, right? If you tell them and they're like, okay, you have done nothing wrong. But if he's going and moving these 15 different girls out and they don't know, they think they're the only one, and he's telling them that they're special and shit, and they're not special because none of them are special, then that's wrong. So I think, in my opinion, we need to know a little bit more if they know about each other and all that jazz, because if they know he's done nothing wrong as long as he pays his fucking child support, and then they go on their way. Okay, I mean, he's clearly not dumping them. He's literally not dumping the other 14 for this bitch, right?
Damn. Let's clap it up for reading books, y'all. Hey.
Education. Education.
Hey.
Let's go.
You mentioned you read a book, so I had to clap it up for reading books.
Yeah, of course I did. It was a good educational book.
First off, where do you stand on the war on picnics?
Okay. I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm about it. Like, I'm pro picnic. I think that you accept what you're getting yourself into, and you have all these things, right? You can get sandwiches, you can get chips, you can get fucking Oreos, you can get bread, you can get a charcuterie board, you can get all the jazz, and you take it and you're like, yeah, we should picnic on the fill in the blank. Where are we picnicking? The beach.
Okay.
Yeah. We should picnic on the beach. And then you were just like, yeah, like, yeah, just bring a blanket and then you know you're going to eat sand. Just suck it up. If it's, you know, it's for the fucking bit. You're with a person. It's a good story, right? Or you're saying, we're going to picnic at
The park.
You know you're eating an ant. You know you're going to eat an ant.
That was my next question.
Suck it up. Or, instead of picnicking, oh, here's a question for you. Is a picnic limited to a blanket? Do you have to sit your butt on ground?
Yeah, I think you don't picnic. At that point, it's not a picnic. If you don't sit on a blanket and you don't have a basket full of whatever, it's not a picnic.
Okay, what if you have a
But blanket? I'm old school.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm with you.
I'm with the traditional picnic.
All right, so I'm going to look up picnic definition really fast.
Like, I don't want to be the back in my day type of guy. But, like, back in my day, you know, blankets only came in checkered form. And baskets only came in, like...
woven.
Woven form.
Correct. Picnic. Noun. An outing or occasion that involves taking a packed meal to be eaten outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, it says nothing about, you know, sitting on it, but, you know, I don't know, like. No, good. Set the reminder. Don't let me stop you from setting your reminder.
Remind me to locate bus driver's bag tomorrow at 10 a.m.
What did he say it was? So, he got unloaded with the rest of the stuff?
Yeah, he said he got unloaded with all the stuff, and then... and then no one knew. I don't know. It's just somewhere. So, lesson learned. Don't, if you're a bus driver, put your shit on the first seat. Don't put it underneath.
Damn. I feel his pain, but damn.
That sucks, right? Yeah. But he's coming back on Sunday, so.
Ah, well.
What are you going to do?
What is it? You being new here. You being...
see?
New to the clubhouse. What... what's funny, this show started, what, in 2018? The show started in 2018.
That's 5 years ago.
Can you believe that?
No.
In a clubhouse, it started in a clubhouse in the Czech Republic.
Nope, I can't believe it.
Let's clap it up for the Czech Republic.
Shout out. That old CZ, baby. CZ.
You being new here, what questions do you have for your old pod father over here? You
know? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Tell me this. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the TV right now, honestly. We're, like you said, we're watching this baseball game. LSU, Tennessee. And in the bottom right corner, there's a little advertisement for a Disney Pixar movie called Elemental.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like to be a little girl who is a flame, and then maybe a little boy raindrop. I had to guess.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not trying to assume any genders.
No, it does. It does.
But
yeah.
I'm getting the feminine, masculine energy there.
Yeah, yeah, for
between
sure.
Between the two.
Disney's not opposed to that.
No, no. Anyway, my question for you is, at what point do we draw the line on elementary schools singing the national anthem at baseball games?
Now there's a few things we gotta look at this, like, cause from an emotional standpoint, I'm with Michael Jordan on his stance on kids.
Why don't you let the people know what that is?
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
But from a business standpoint, yo, it's genius, dog. You get, think about it. Choir comes, little elementary school choir. That's like 23 kids. That's like 30 kids.
Yeah.
Right? That's like 32 kids. Okay? They might ride with some, but at least half them 32 kids got to bring parents. That's 16 sets of parents.
True.
All right? So then that's 32 parents.
And then the food and the drink.
Assuming they all have both their parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Assuming.
That's a big assumption.
That's
yep.
a big assumption. I shouldn't make that.
Nope.
I should know. Of all people, I should know.
Yeah.
Of all people, I should know. But, yeah, that's a lot of beer.
Well, yeah, and if you're a parent of a child at a baseball game where they're running around going batshit crazy, you must be drinking.
Yeah. Why do they let their kids just... I don't get that.
Dude, they'll be sitting there. I think it's like a first kid, second kid, third kid thing. Because I feel like first kid, it's like short leash. But if you got, like, your youngest of, like, 4 out there, you let them literally sprint to the other side of the fucking stadium.
Yeah. Without even,
not batting an eye. Not one move is made as a parent in that situation. You're downing as many $3 Bud Lights as you possibly can before you get back in that car and make the safe trek home.
Ain't that crazy? Oh, my God. I think it's so wild that, like, nobody ever talks about the amount of drunk driving that goes on. Believe it. All the GMs in baseball always are like, in minor league baseball I should say, are always like, well, we want to get it, we got to get these beer sales, or we're not going to cancel this game until, you know, after we delay it for 2 hours because we need to get these beer sales. So I'm like, yeah. So, like, you go home with a good conscience knowing that you serve these people this beer so that they can come to your baseball game, and then you just allowed them to drive
home. Oh, and that parking lot's full of shit.
Yeah.
You know 50% of those cars be drinking.
Yeah.
And you don't... We work in baseball. We walk outside. I don't see a lot of Ubers outside the stadium. I don't know.
Heck no.
But I don't see a lot of Ubers.
If there was a lot of Ubers, what would be the point of having a parking lot?
Yeah, exactly. You'd have a pickup line like at elementary schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like parents picking up their kids.
No.
Let me get back to that for a second. Good idea, business model, blah, 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 whatever. I can't listen to it anymore. Holy shit. These kids are so bad. They are tone deaf and they mess up the lyrics. You can only hear one kid singing over everybody else. The one kid who went through puberty at age 12 has the deepest voice out of everyone.
Yo, that was wild.
Dude.
What was that, Fayetteville?
I think so.
That was wild. That kid.
I mean, it was like...
Not Fayetteville.
You could only hear him.
Augusta, I think.
You could really only hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Augusta. That kid, you could only hear him. Like you said, yeah, he was the first kid to hit puberty for sure. The only kid to hit puberty, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
In that class. That's nasty business.
Yeah.
Like, what's worse, them or the opera lady? Hey. Yo, doing opera in 2023 is wild.
Like, are we in 1800?
That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's crazy, though. You know what she did probably? I'll tell you the difference between the two. The difference is... The kids, they showed up and their teacher was like, "Get here at 6:30," and blah blah blah, and then they got there and they went out on the field and then they sang. The opera lady probably showed up around 5:00.
Yeah.
Warmed up her fucking voice in the back.
La 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 la.
Oh, 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 oh. And then that was actually pretty good. What the fuck?
Pause.
And then. Yeah, and then she warmed up for an hour and a half and then was ready to go, and then the kids sounded better.
She warmed them pipes up, tell you that.
She did.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. You want to go through this list with me?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
It's a running list of things straight men can't or shouldn't do because it'll make us gay.
Oh, my God. Is one of them sing opera?
Let's go through. I want you to be surprised when I say these, all right?
All right. I'll give you...
From my understanding, this list was made by women.
No. I will give you a very short reaction to each
one. No, I lied. This is made by a man. Okay. Eat popsicles.
Obviously.
Obviously. Eat whole bananas.
In one bite?
I think just in general, like, you got to break it
apart. Yeah, you got to cut it. Hey, keep a knife on your person. Just in case you run across it.
Yeah, exactly. If I see a banana in a while, like, I got
to
have a little...
You have to have a butter knife.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Have too many male friends.
Is it really? Is it gay?
Have female friends that you're not interested in having sex with.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Men and women can't be friends.
Spend time with said female friends. Ride a bike.
Holy shit, that is so gay.
That's exfoliate.
Yeah, men don't typically.
Yeah, exfoliate. I don't know. Read novels. Where are you at on that one?
Miss Book Reader? It depends on the novel.
We've already established you know
okay,
how to read
but
a book.
Like, are we reading like some Colleen Hoover? Because that's gay as fuck.
Any model.
But if you're reading thrillers, I feel like that's acceptable. That's pretty manly.
Any model.
Well, I wouldn't say it's manly. I'd say it's acceptable.
Go to church.
No, not gay.
Be too happy.
Isn't going to church the opposite of gay?
Hey, this is the list.
Yeah, men have to be angry at all times.
Let's see. Let's do two more.
Okay.
Cry.
How many times have you cried this year? Be honest.
Me?
Right now.
No.
Go.
No.
None?
Zero.
All right.
Yeah, zero.
You're not gay. Tell me.
Okay. be too into sports.
That's gay. Dude, a man definitely wrote this list. You know what? I'm going to get some of my girlies together and write a list.
I was looking for... There is one that was made by girls, and it was way worse. It was like breathe. Like, you weren't allowed to breathe.
That's gay? I thought it just went...
I'll find that one, and we'll have it for the next pod. I thought that was going to be this one. Yeah, it was like wild. It was like, can't breathe. Like, that's like, all right.
Dude,
that's,
you're speaking of gay. Have you ever dated or liked someone that... is now gay?
Yeah. I have, actually. And she's gone through... I think she was married.
Oh, wow.
And then divorced. And then now she's back in, like, something pretty serious.
With a woman?
With a woman.
She was married to a man or a woman?
No, she was married to a woman.
Oh, but you just had a crush on her when you were younger or something?
I mean, we were just... Yeah, we was...
You was kicking it?
Nah, not even like that. We was just like, she was like my, so like, you know how in high school you do the whole like, oh, you guys got to take care of a baby thing.
Oh, she was your partner.
She was my partner.
Mm.
And we just ran with that
joke. You always have that love for that person.
Yeah, we ran with that joke for like 8 years.
Yeah, like
we named our daughter
Abominiqua. Okay.
And I mean, we still run that joke a little bit now, but we ran that joke for real, for like a while.
Holy shit.
You know, and then, eventually she stopped being into guys, so.
And then you were like, well, I guess I can't have her as my backup plan anymore.
I mean, I was never in her plans to begin with, but, you know.
Yeah, she probably knew.
Yeah. Also, the channel thing is right there.
No, I told you this wasn't right.
Wasn't right? Oh, that ain't it?
I pointed at it and said, this is wrong.
Oh.
This is channel, like, 40.
This is 40-something.
Yeah, and it says that ESPN is on 109.
So that's cap.
Inaccurate, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, let me shut up then.
Inaccurate? Is that a word or inaccurate?
Oh, what about you? Have you had that?
So, funny story.
Oh.
Yes, when I was, 6th grade.
Okay.
I had the biggest crush on this guy that I played tennis with.
Oh,
that
should be on the list. Yeah, add that one to the list. Gay. Yeah.
Tennis
in the 6th grade. Who the fuck does
like,
that?
What the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing? In America? Yeah. Nah, come on.
That's gay as fuck.
Yeah, wearing a bucket hat and shorts.
Yeah, bucket hat and shorts is definitely gay with long socks.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
Anyways, played tennis with them. And then we kind of just grew up together. Like, we were in middle school, like, we played tennis, this and that. We went to the pool, all that jazz, right? And we spent all of our summers together. And I was like, damn, I really like him. Like, I'm 12, he's 12. Like, he's tall and Italian. And I was clearly about it, as about it as you can be at age 12. And then time went on, and obviously... I don't see him. You know, we go to different high schools, all that jazz. I'm over it. And then, clearly I'm not over it. And then, yeah, he's gay as fuck now. Gay as fuck. Like, he wears neon pink to Pride festivals and parades and goes to music festivals with his, like, gay boy posse.
Do you feel like you dodged that bullet, or do you feel like, man, I could have been the one that kept him from doing that? Mm-hmm. Or do you feel like, man, I was the one that made him realize?
I wasn't the one that made him realize, because it was too young. Too young. Well, he probably already knew, but I think he might have dated a girl in high school. So it wasn't until he went to college that he was like,
oh,
I like men.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I dodged anything. He's a very nice guy, and I would love to, you know, interact with him again.
Maybe we bring him on the pod.
Maybe a pod guest? Brendan, you out there?
Maybe get him to... Oh, shit. Yeah.
Name drop. All
right. Well, I mean, hey, you never know. You might get him now.
You never know. Great guy. I will say, and I'm going to out my friend for this, my good friend and her older sister, who I also grew up with. It's my best friend in high school. She dated a guy in college very seriously for probably 2 years. They broke up. Immediate come out of the closet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, he's gay as fuck now. Damn. And her older sister, who I also love dearly, who is now happily married with a child. She dated a guy in high school for, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 years. They broke up out of the closet. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. That was wild.
I have a friend with a similar experience. Dating a girl in college. You know, they break up. But we did have... There was one time where, you know, without getting too into detail of it, there was one time where we're at my spot hanging out, right? And then, like, that girl and then her friend that she lives with, her roommate, they, like, left for a while. They're like, oh, we'll be back in, like, 2 minutes. We got to grab, like, a water or something like that.
Oh,
like,
all right, cool. Together.
Like, right down the hall. They live right down the hall, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. They'll be back in a sec. And so we're sitting there for, like, a while. We're like, yo, where? They're not coming back. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Both shawties. And so we were like, all right, we should maybe, like, go over there and see what's going on because we're guys. And so we... So, you know, we knocked on the door, and I'm like, yo, like, what the heck? And I think what happened was, like, one of their roommates answered the door, and we were like, yo, like, where they at? And eventually, they, like, come out of the room, like, hair all messy, like, yo, what was going on in there? Like,
So
I kid you not, me and him, like, we looked at each other that night, and we're like, we know what happened in there. So it was like, you know, they obviously kept dating for a little bit, but it was like, he do the inevitable. So it wasn't as shocking. It wasn't like a, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
It wasn't like, because there's those ones like you described where it's like, crazy, oh my gosh, man. I can't believe that. That one was like, you know, I'm just riding this out until damn, she finally decides.
That's tough, man.
That was hilarious. We were like, yo, what was going on in there?
What a turn of events.
It was, you know, thanks. Oh!
What's going on?
What happened? I thought he was throwing chairs. Are they trying to,
rally it up, maybe?
Yeah, they're trying to wake up the bats, I think.
Oh, wake them up.
By throwing over chairs.
You know, it's funny that, the way you described that story reminds me.
That was him?
Yeah, that was him.
All right. Okay. No. Oh, no.
Well, you know him?
No. But. Oh, my gosh. Yo.
Is it shocking or I'm confused? Are you, like, shocked? Are you disappointed? What are you thinking?
No.
Talk it out.
I don't want to talk it out right now.
Okay, we'll talk it out later.
I don't want to talk it out right now.
So speaking of guys.
Get me out of
here. Speaking of guys walking in to find girls having sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about the way that men are just absolutely buck wild.
What do you mean?
Ready?
What?
Hear me out on this one. The weirdest kink you've ever heard.
The weirdest kink I've ever heard.
I got one that's gonna beat you.
I don't know. I think the reason this kink is weird to me is because it's dangerous and it's the one where you, like, choke yourself with a belt while also...
Choke yourself?
Yeah. Like, you choke yourself with a belt while also, like, climaxing.
As a guy.
And girl.
I have never...
Like, people do that. And then, like, people die from it. Like, people would be in hotel rooms, like, ass naked. Like, couples, ass naked, like,
and
dead.
Because
they accidentally like commit suicide, because it's like you choke yourself so hard, and then as you're releasing, like,
you're matching the
pressure.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's the weirdest.
That
one
is
I've
weird
ever
and also scary.
Yeah.
Well,
I had to take a sexuality class in college because of the whole psych thing. So learned a lot about a lot of those things.
Oh well, tell me what I learned about this one. How about asking a woman to grow out her armpit hair.
I'm listening.
Grow out her armpit hair.
And?
So that he could sniff it and lick it.
And this is coming from a place of experience.
This has happened to me in the past, yes. A request has been made previously in my life.
Where are you at on the war on armpit hair? No, I'm just kidding.
Armpit hair war.
What was his reasoning behind that? What's the kink there? I mean, I get what the kink is there. Like, I get what it is.
Is it, like, natural?
No.
Smell?
I'm saying, like, I get literally what he's kinking on. I don't get the kink. No. I think just, like, I don't know. Maybe he's kinking on. Maybe he's kinking on armpit. Maybe. Because, like, people kink on feet.
Oh, the whole feet thing. Oh, like a crevice, kind of. It's a crevice.
Yeah, like something you can't insert, but you can...
Close,
I guess. It's got some type of, like... I don't know. I feel like if I was a man... I am a man. I feel like if I was the type of person to, like, a girl to grow out her armpit hair and for me to, like, just... wiggle my face down there, it would have to be something where maybe like I miss the sensation of like my dog that died, or like maybe I've gone like deep sea diving and it reminds me of like the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
But do you want it to remind you of the waters of Lake Minnetonka while you're sexually aroused?
I think there's other things while being sexually aroused that should remind you to like waters of Lake Minnetonka, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
it.
You know what I mean?
But tu sabe?
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. I really don't get it. I really don't. How did it go? Tell me. Describe it.
I gotta stop you right there. That was a little too much for me.
Oof.
Don't get me wrong, we don't have to talk about it, but that was a little crossing the line for me, man. That was like a little too... slam on the brakes. Screech! Halt.
Yeah, that's a little wild. That's a lot of wild. That's very wild. Is he in jail?
There is a possibility.
That man should be in jail, like in prison.
That should be a felony.
To the list. That should be on that list.
What list?
The list we just...
Gay? Yeah. It's fuck? Yeah. Could be.
Armpit? When there's a perfectly good, you know, perfectly good scratch down there.
Yeah.
You ain't worried about the armpit.
The armpit? Hyperfixated on the armpit. Hyperfixated.
Man. What's your weirdest one? And this is a good time
for our sponsors
to give you guys a word from our sponsors at Begging Strips. And let me tell you something about Begging Strips. I have been a fan of Begging Strips since 2003. And I haven't even had a dog the whole time. Bacon strips is the perfect treat for your dog. It really does taste like bacon. I've tried it myself.
Trust me. Monthly subscription from Amazon.
Yes.
A month.
They send the big bag. Slider loves bacon strips.
Yeah. Okay.
Slider, the bat dog, loves bacon strips. All right. My dog back home in Vegas, she loves bacon strips. Okay, it's the perfect thing. Let me ask you something. You like bacon?
I like bacon.
As a human?
Yeah.
Then why can't dogs love bacon?
Dogs can love bacon.
Doggy bacon.
It's just chewy bacon, right?
Well, you can make it crispy. See, that's the thing. They now have bacon strips extra crispy. And what you do is, all you got to do is put it in the microwave for about 12 seconds. Okay, and then you can put it in your dog's bowl and it'll come out extra crispy. All right, so they have original recipe, extra crispy, just like KFC. All right, go make sure...
Probably a little cheaper, too. How much is it monthly?
For the bacon strips?
Yeah.
About $7.95.
About $7.95. Yeah, that's all, people. $7.95 for a monthly subscription.
Yeah, but if you use code TALK Clubby, that's code TALK Clubby, you get it for like 50% off. And that's like,
That's like
half of $7.95.
Yeah, that's like fucking $3.98.
You do the math, not me.
$3.98.
You do the math, not me.
Yeah.
So make sure you go get your bacon strips.
$4 a month times 12 is only 48. You're spending less than $50 a year on bacon strips for you and your whole family and dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dog sit at the table.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, see, this is why. What else you got in your mind? Tell me. What else you got?
I think we have one more sponsor, actually. You know our other sponsor. Our neighborhood grill, Applebee's. Applebee's has let me know that they're sponsoring us.
A new sponsor.
Yeah, Applebee's. Okay. Yeah, the neighborhood grill. If you go there after 9 p.m., it's half price apps. Yep. So
that's like half of the regular price of apps.
Exactly. So either way, you're really getting 50% off of everything.
Oh,
you know, bacon strips and the appetizers and the limited menu appetizers after 9 p.m.
Now, what happens if we go in there and we give them your name? The artist formerly known as Lion Glow. By the way, you make sure you say the whole thing. The artist formerly known as Lion Glow.
They'll be like, all right. And then the appetizers will be half price after 9. But it has to be after 9 o'clock p.m. Local time.
I don't get off work till 10 anyways.
Perfect. There you go. Yeah. Head on over to the neighborhood grill.
Yeah, I do like that.
For your mozz sticks and your honey barbecue wings.
I think you got it. I think you got a damn deal. I think I don't think that's a bad deal at all.
No, I think it's pretty good. Shout out to Neighborhood Grill Applebee's. And they got some Long Island teas and some margaritas.
You put me in a bad spot, but I can go for it. You put me in a bad spot though. You know, all my homies got beef with Applebee's.
No.
Big Chili's team. Yeah.
Should we cut this out?
No. I think I got traded. I guess I got traded. That's cool.
The only reason Applebee's is because the neighborhood grill is so catchy.
Yeah. But what about that song?
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Oh, I was thinking of the Vine. Rip Vine. Rip Vine.
Rip Vine. You remember when Rip Vine was a thing?
Rip Vine is literally the group chat name of my high school friends.
A word?
Rip Vine.
That's the name of it?
That's love. That's ours, how much we loved Vine.
Ours is Diplo.
Diplo. Diplo. Like the singer? The DJ?
The DJ, yes.
Speaking of DJs. You got that one kid from your high school that's a DJ now?
I do have the one kid from high school who's a DJ now. He was a phenomenal basketball player who had a lot of like Division I scholarships to play basketball, but then like he's got the Mormon thing, so he had to go on his mission and then came back and then played some Division I basketball for like a year and then stopped doing that, and he was like, I'm gonna DJ, and now he's DJ.
What type of music does he do if he's Mormon?
Like the EDM ish music. Oh. If you're a Vegas DJ, yeah, you gotta kind of fall in that line.
You're right.
That's the easiest way to like get booked, I feel like.
So you probably have a lot. All right. So hometown rappers, man.
We've been derailed twice now.
Yeah.
Hometown
rappers, hometown DJs.
Yeah. What did you have for that? Weren't you saying something?
Oh my God, I had this kid from my high school, and I went to a small school. There was probably like 150 kids in my class. I don't know what your class looks like, but
probably about 3,000 or something.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Something like that. I don't know.
So we had this kid that he went to college after high school, and then he was just like, yeah, like I'm gonna produce my own music. So he started doing mixes, right? And like, I'm just gonna give him a shout out because like I think it's kind of sick. His name is Mitch, and he changed his DJ name was Mixon,
but it was like Richard Mixon,
but MXN Mixon.
Okay.
So, like, Mitch, but mixing, like, mixing
tunes. Yeah, like, very cool. Shit. Like, very California.
Yeah, very. And he actually moved to California.
See?
Yeah, L.A. to pursue his music career.
As they do.
But he came out with this banger when we were in college. I mean, when I tell you, I literally, like, played this at pre-games. And I'm going to fucking find it right now. Can you talk about something else while I find this fucking song?
So, first off, is he, like, it's just a mix, or is he rapping? Like, what is
No, he's mixing and rapping.
Mixing and rapping.
Yep.
Is a white guy?
White guy.
Oh, boy. What am I getting myself into? SoundCloud, right?
SoundCloud.
Haven't been this anticipated for SoundCloud since...
Oh, it's on his first...
Jack Harlow. Oh, on his first album, you're saying?
I think so. Hold on.
The guy's got albums?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Come on.
I think Space Washington only had one album.
Let me see if... Did you delete it? It has to be on here.
Space did make a banger, though. Shout out Space Washington. While you're looking that up, I'm going to tell the people about Space Washington.
Please do.
Space Washington is a very good friend of mine. He doesn't need oxygen. And wherever he goes, he gets it popping. Did you find it?
Just take a gander at this. Just listen to the first, like, 45 seconds.
Yeah. Welcome to that party with a full ass 40. Then I'm hitting two shots of that Bacardi. Down that shit so quick, now I'm feeling it. Ask me how I felt, said I'm super lit. Yeah, I'm super lit. I'm super lit. Yeah, yeah. Ask me how I felt, said I'm super lit. Yeah, super lit. Yeah. Super lit, yeah. Ask me how I felt, said I'm super lit, yeah. Crisscross like applesauce, bitch. Gave me sloppy top. Asking for a slow dance, but this ain't a sock
hop. And we'll stop it right there.
This brings me to the final topic of the day. White people, parents, I need y'all to start beating y'all kids, man. I need you guys to start beating your kids.
Bitch gave me sloppy top, he said.
What?
Crisscross like applesauce, that bitch gave me sloppy top.
You know
that was a line in the song.
You know what's bad? You know what's bad? Is I really thought you... Like, I really thought maybe it was going to be like, all right. I was like, ah, you know, it might be all right. It might not be my cup of tea, but it might be all right. And I really was not expecting it to be... That was a bad performance. I mean, that's a 14 ERA type of guy. Like he's got to be a
that
his yeah, ex woba.
I forgot
that guy's ex woba. Not good.
I forgot how poorly done it was. The idea was there. The idea for like a house party banger was there, right? You're walking up to the party with a full ass 40. Like that's you're walking up to it. Like you're there.
You're do y'all even drink 40s?
No. But
you gotta live your lyrics, man. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of that.
Crisscross like
start living your lyrics. Start living your lyrics.
Well, I'm telling you right now, he's super lit.
I bet.
He is super lit.
What is he off the what's that thing they were doing? The pills?
The pills or the
that's what the kids are doing these days?
Or
the pills.
Powders.
No, they do pills, don't they?
Do
they pop pills.
Isn't that I don't know anything about I don't know anything about drugs.
I'm not gonna say what I want to say right now, because this is recording. But
yeah,
I'm gonna let it, anything else in your mind? Anything else you want to get off?
I don't know, man. I think this is a good, successful first ep. Conmigo.
What?
We can see it. I mean, hopefully we got more episodes coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, just, do you have a sign-off? Do you like to sign off anyway? Do you have an artist formerly known way of signing off?
No, I mean, I think I got to get used to it because I'm no podcast guru like you are.
That's true.
Shout out Applebee's, shout out Beggin' Strips.
Yeah. They pay us.
Shout out. Just roll those closing credits. Shout out to the executive producer, Duran Dash, Goody Two Hand Davis. What's your little thing you said?
Dashy Good Hands.
Dashy Good Hands. Goody Two Hands. I don't know what I was going with that.
Yeah. As always. Is there any, like, a real song, not that bullshit, is there any real song that you feel like the people are sleeping on that they should go check out?
Probably.
Like, anything that's really, you know, really, you got tapped in. Or an album. Maybe an album or something like that. Is it something that you feel like, hey, people, you know, no free ads, but go check this out. You know, all right. I really like this.
I want everyone to listen to La La Land by Demi Lovato.
Oh.
That's the song of the day. Okay. SOTD, song of the day.
I ain't gonna lie. Demi Lovato, Camp Rock, like...
Dude, this is real, this is me.
I was mostly Camp Rock, too.
She slapped.
Camp Rock, too, I was like, yo, but that's also...
You know the dance move we're talking about, right? The knees. The knees? Yeah, that's like, will live forever in my mind.
But I also... That was... Camp Rock, too, was the movie when I was like, yo, is Nick Jonas more talented than his brothers? Literally, yes. That movie, I was like, yo, is he more
literally talented? 180 degree turn, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick's the good looking one, Nick's the talented one, Nick's the best one.
Because before he was just like a background guy compared to...
Yeah, he was literally the backup singer.
Kevin. Joe.
Kevin's always been third
Kevin's
place,
always been third. And he's fine with it.
Yeah, he's got a family and stuff.
No, that was when I was like, yo, Nick Jonas is dope. And then he came out with a couple albums. I was like, yo, Nick Jonas is dope. Like,
yeah, we could talk. I'm a Jonas Brothers fiend. So I could talk about them and their breakup and their makeup and their new albums and all that jazz. They have a song called Waffle House. Shout out Waffle House.
Yo.
They have a song called Waffle House.
This is why. We'll talk about it. We'll save that. This is why. Yep. Everybody want to be Swifties. Don't nobody want to be a Joe Bro.
I'm a Joe Bro ho for sure.
Oh, you a Joe Bro ho. Yeah, I ain't going to say I am. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you get my drift. Or as you would say, and all that jazz.
And all that jazz, man.
But yeah.
Boom goes the dynamite.
But that's
white people phrase of the day. Boom goes the dynamite.
Damn, I forgot about that. Yeah. Where's...
Sentiment.
But boom goes the dynamite. That's the white people phrase of the day.
Maybe we'll sign off with the white people phrase of the day.
Oh, can I give you the black quiz question of the day? All right,
give it.
All right, what is the one thing that Juicy J can't?
I wish that everyone could see my face right now.
What is the one thing that Juicy J can't?
I don't know.
Say no to drugs.
And just like all these white kids these days.
As the lyric says, you say no to drugs, Juicy J can't. And that's the black question of the day. And with that...
BQOTD.
With that, I leave you. As always, we might be back. We might not be back. But I'm sure eventually we'll be back.
We'll be back.
But as always, keep a lookout for it. And make sure you...
like and subscribe.
Like and describe. And then, you know, I might leave a little question down there, too. I'm going to leave a little question. If you see the question, click on the question and answer the question. And we will respond to the answers of those questions on the next pod episode.
Perfect.
Of Clubhouse Talk. All right, Clubbies. Go get in the shower.
All right, yeah. Rinse off. Adios.
Pause.